Last week, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro urged federal workers who'd been laid off to apply for jobs with the state. For WHYY, Tom Reese reports many of the workers are taking his advice.
As of the middle of this week, more than 500 federal workers based in Pennsylvania and Delaware had applied for unemployment benefits, says the union that represents them. Philip Glover heads the local American Federation of Government Employees. He says state rapid response teams are meeting with laid-off workers to help with their new job searches. He says some of those laid-off have been reluctant to speak out or even identify themselves as former federal employees.
I mean, we had people invited to the State of the Union that got scared at the last minute and wouldn't go because they didn't want to be identified on TV and they didn't want to have MAGA's wrath, basically, you know, as a Fed. They just didn't want to go through that.
Glover says some employees received termination letters that cited poor performance, which they worry will harm their job prospects. He says Pennsylvania's push to hire them proves the state has their backs. Reporting from Harrisburg, I'm Tom Reese.
Two are dead after a smoky fire in the basement of a home in the 3000 block of North 4th Street near Clearfield in North Philadelphia. Acting Executive Chief Daniel McCarty spoke to our news partner 6ABC and said a 40-year-old woman and a 6-year-old girl have died and two have been hospitalized. A 20-year-old man is in stable condition along with an 8-year-old boy.
It sounds like the one male that was transported to Temple couldn't get them out, so put them in the bathroom down there to try to keep them safe. But by the time we got there, there was so much smoke trapped in that room that we were able to get them out and get them to our paramedics and EMTs and transport them to the hospital. But it has been confirmed one of them has passed away and the other one is in critical condition.
Two others were trapped on a porch, but firefighters were able to help them escape the home.